The Gemara in Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis and Daf Mem Amud Aleph is discussing how we figure out what the din is of a tree or a vegetable to be kaveya, what year it's from, both Lagabi Shvius and Gabi Meiser. Do you go basa dichanata, the year that it grew, the year that it started to bud? Do you go basa lakita, the year that it was harvested? So it's nafkamina Lagabi Arla and Shvius and Meiser and all different dinim. So the Gemara says the following klal. The Gemara says that basically Ilanus trees, you go basar chanata, it's nikva kafi, the year that it grew. So if it grew in the third year, then we treat it like the third year, even though it wasn't harvested until the fourth year. But when it comes to your ruckus, when it comes to vegetables, you go basar lakita, you look at when they're harvested. So if they were harvested in the fourth year, you treat it like the fourth year, even though the growth happened, even though the chanata happened during the third year. What's the pshat in this chilek? So the Gemara says, the klal is, this is based on the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, we have a drasha, then anything which is gadol al Rav Mayim, anything which grows on some water, most water, but not all water, is you go basa chanata, and that's referring to Ilanus. It's referring to something which grows on megashamim, but not on man-made irrigation. That's Rav Mayim. But anything which is got all kol mayim, anything which grows on all water means not only megashamim, but also man-made irrigation, then the din is that goes basa likita, you go basa harvesting, and that would be referring to vegetables. Because the Mitzvah says vegetables you have to water all the time, even with man-made irrigation, not just megashamim, and therefore the yarakas go after lakita, and ilanas go after chanata. That's the basic klal that the Gemara says. But the Gemara says there's one unique fruit, and that is the esrog, which is it has its own category according to most tanaim. So according to most tanaim, not all, but according to most tanaim, esrog is unique. And esrog, when it comes to maaseris, you want to figure out the year of maaseris, and then you go basar lakita. You treat it like a yarek, you treat it like a vegetable, even though it's a tree, but you treat it like a yarek because esrog is unique, that it's got all kol mayim. The Mitzvah says that you have to irrigate the esrog tree constantly, both from megashamim, man-made irrigation, so it's got all kol mayim. In that sense, it's similar to a vegetable, and therefore its din is to go basa lakita like a yarek, not after chanata like an ilan. So when it comes to the din of maaseris, you want to figure out what year it is, what year it's from. Lagabi maaseris, then you go basa lakita like a yarek. But when it comes to shvius, you want to know what then it has a gabi shvius. Is it from the seventh year or from the sixth year? Then you go basar chanata, you treat it like a regular tree, and you look at the year that it grew, not the year that it was harvested in. That's the what the Gemara says according to most tanaim. Now, the obvious question is, Fractisis over here, in Dibra Maschal v'lishvius, he says, Mimanafshach, if you're telling me that when it comes to maisers, we go basar lakita because it's got all kalmayim, and therefore it has a din of a yarek, and we treat it like the year that it was harvested and not the year that it grew, then we should do that for shvius as well. When it comes to shvius, you want to know if it's from the sixth year or the seventh year, we should say, you go basa lakita, we treat it like a yarek, even though it's a tree, but it's got all komayim, we should treat it like a yarek. Why is it the legabi maisers we're willing to say we go basa lakita like a yarek, but legabi shvius we go basar chanata like an ilam? If it's got all komayim, it should be like a yarek all the way. That's Taisus's kasha. And Taisus says two terutzim. One Taisus says over here, and one in Kiddushin on Daf Gimel. So over here Taisus answers that even though you're right, even though it's got all komayim and it should be treated like a yarek, but we sort of have a gzeras akasif to tell us that it's not treated like a yarek legabi shvius, because the Taisus says legabi arla and revai, we treat it like a tree, not like a yarek. And that's a giloy that the Taisus says, I don't want you to treat this like a yarek, I want to treat it like a tree. And therefore legabi shvius, we treat it like a tree, and it goes basa chanata, not basa lakita. Why the Gabi Maisis do we go basa lakita? That's because Maisis is only Darabanan. Gabi Maisis, Darabanan, we're Mekel, you go basa lakita. But Gabi, real dinim daraisa, we have a giloi from the din of Arla that's treated like a tree, not like a yarek, and therefore you go basar chanata, not basa lakita. That's what Taisus answers over here. Now, if you look at Taisus in Kiddushin, Daf Gimel, he says a different teretz. He says that really, midaraisa, you should go basar lakita by an esrog, even for shvius, and you should treat it like the year that it was harvested in, not the year that it had the chanata. So why is it that why is it that legabi shvius we go basar chanata, not basar lakita? Taisa says that's only a chumah derabanan. That's a chumah derabanan, or machmir midarabanan, to go basar chanata for whatever reason, but midaraisa, you would go basar lakita legabe shvius as well. So there's a very sadistic machlegis there between these two terutzim and Taisus by us and Taisus in Kiddushin, that how we treat an esrog legabe shvius. Taisus by us holds the midaraisa legabe shvius, we say that an esrog goes basar chanata, not basar lakita, even though it's got all komayim, it's only for dinim darbanan like meiser will go basar lakita. But legabe, according to Taisus in Kiddushin, Taisus says that no, really midaraisa, you would go basar lakita for an esrog, even legabe shvius, because it's got all komayim. and it's only a chumah derabanan that we don't do it. So the question is, what's the hesber in this machlokes between these two terutzim in Taisus? So there's a very nice hesber from the Yenis Elam, Rabbi Yonah Karplov, who was from the Gedolei Yeshiva Samir in Europe, who was killed by the Nazis, Al Kiddush Hashem, and he was also from the Gedolei Talmidim of the Brisker Rav, and he wanted to use a chakir from the Brisker Rav to be mazur with this machlokes in these two terutzim. So the Brisker Rav had a chakir on how to understand the din of gadol al kol mayim and gadol al roiv mayim. This is what we say, that if something is gadol al kol mayim, you go basal kita, roiv mayim is basal chanata, what's the beer in that din? So the Brisker Rav says, he cleared whether it's a simon or a siba. In other words, do we say that the fact that something is gadol al kol mayim, that's the reason why you go basar lakita? And if something is gadol al roiv mayim, that's the reason why you go basar chanata? That's the siba sadin? Or do we say that no, that it's really nothing to do with the fact that it's gadol al kol mayim or roiv mayim? But really, what the Torah basically wanted to say is that it's a chilg between ilanus and yirakus, between trees and vegetables. Trees, the Torah wanted to go basar chanata. Yirakus, the Torah wanted to go basar lakita. And the way the Torah described trees and yirakus, the way the Torah identifies the what's a tree and what's a yarak, is by this codification of gadol al kol mayim or roiv mayim. That trees generally are gadol al roiv mayim, yirakus generally are gadol al kol mayim. And that was just the Torah's way of telling us that Yiraka should go basa lakita and Ilana should go basa chanata, but it's not the sibas adin. The reason why you go basa chanata or lakita has nothing to do with being al kol mayim or rev mayim. That's just a way of describing a tree or a vegetable. The other side is, no, that is the sibas adin. That would be the reason why you would go basa kol mayim or rev mayim. So says the so that's the chakir of the Biskrav. So that's the Yonah Karpel of the Enes Elam. It's in Simon Lamatas in the Sefer, Simon Lamadalit in the Sefer. He says that this would be the machlekes between the two terutzim. Taisus in Kiddushin holds that be'etzem midaraisa you would go basa lakita by asa because it's got all kol mayim. So that means that Taisus holds that kol mayim rav mayim is the siba sadin. That is the siba that determines if you go basa lakita or chanata. So even though an asa is a tree, but being that it's got all kol mayim, so we put it in the category of yirakus because everything is tali on rav mayim or kol mayim, and if it's kol mayim, it has a din of a yerek 100%, both legabi arla, legabi shvias, legabi everything. And legabi ma'aser, it's only midarabanan there machmer not to go basa lakita, but midaraisa, it's kol mayim, it's treated like a full-fledged yerek, and you go basa lakita. Now Shenken, Taisus over here understood l'chayra that the din of kol mayim and roiv mayim is not a siba, it's a simen. That's just a way of the Torah identifying to us that a tree goes basa chanata, a yerek goes basa lakita, and the mela Taisus held that an esek tree, even though because it's a tree, it's then is to go basa chanata. It's true that it happens to be a unique tree, then it happens for some reason to be gadol al kol mayim, but that doesn't take away from the fact that it's a tree, and the ikar kpeda of the Torah is on a tree as opposed to a yarek, and being that it's a tree, we treat it like all trees, and it goes basa chanata midaraisa, and not basa lakita. It's only legabi maisis derabanan, we go basa lakita, and that's why Taisus over here holds that you would go basa chanata midaraisa legabi shviya. So it's a very sadistic chakira, very sadistic what is the beer in this chilg between rav mayim and kol mayim? Is it the sibas adin? Is that why something would go basa chanata or lakita, or is it nothing to do with the sibas adin? The sibas adin is talian, whether it's a tree or a yarek. This is just a simon, just a way of for the Torah to identify to us what is a tree, what is a yarek. And once you're in that category, if you're a tree or a yarek, then a tree is always going to be basa chanata, and a yarek will always be basa lakita.